There was a telling passage in the governor's speech where he talked about what could have been. Doyle's budget is balanced in large part because of $2.1 billion in federal stimulus money. He told lawmakers that without that funding, he would have had to make devastating cuts to some of his most important accomplishments.
I do not believe that the people of Wisconsin elected me to watch the University of Wisconsin turn into a second-rate institution. And I don't think they'd want us to lay off thousands of teachers or cut police officers and firefighters. Voters did not elect us to stop kids from getting health insurance. Voters elected us to achieve these victories. We worked hard to get them done, and I am not here to see them overturned.
The items the governor mentioned there are some of the most expensive pieces of the state budget, and the money they'd get under his plan is about the same as it was in the last two-year budget. Schools are a notable exception. Doyle wants to increase their funding by more than $400 million over the next couple of years.
We'll invest in students and our teachers so a second grader gets the education she needs now and not years later when the economy improves.
If you look at all state spending, including federal stimulus money and transportation money, this budget would grow by between $4 and $5 billion. To pay for what the stimulus does not cover, Doyle proposed a 1% income tax hike for people who make more than $225,000 and couples who earn more than $300,000. He proposed a tax increase on capital gains, a cigarette tax hike of another 75 cents per pack, and a tax on oil companies. Altogether, the governor says they'd bring in around $1.5 billion, and he says they don't hit middle-class families.
My budget stands up for the people who earn regular paychecks and the people who, through no fault of their own, have lost theirs.
For state workers, it's a mixed bag. There are no layoffs, but no raises either, and employees will have to pay more for their health care and retirement. Students could see tuition increases of 5 to 6%, although there is more financial aid. There are some tangible, if small, cuts to state agencies. Rural DMV centers will close under this budget. State workers will no longer greet people at Wisconsin's welcome centers. And some nonviolent prisoners near the end of their sentences will be released to save prisons money. Doyle's budget would ban smoking in all workplaces, get rid of a limit on teacher raises, and increase oversight in Milwaukee's voucher schools. It would also offer benefits to same-sex partners of state and university employees.
This isn't an issue of being gay or straight. We're not judging people's lives here. But I don't want the state to stand in the way of someone being able to care for their long-term partner.
Senate Republican Minority Leader Scott Fitzgerald says what jumped out to him in the governor's speech was the income tax increase for the state's top earners. He says it might not sound like much at first, until you realize that it also hits many small businesses.
Those are the people, quite honestly, we're leaning on right now to create more jobs and to invest in Wisconsin and expand their businesses, and yet we're going to raise taxes on them.
This is Governor Doyle's fourth budget. Should he run for re-election next year, it will be the freshest in voters' minds when they decide whether to return him for a third term. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.